17 Berkis Way, Stepney. Dear Mr. BBC, this is just a sick note to tell you that unfortunately the Berkis Way to Dynamic Living is caught a chill this week through not wearing a vest. Listen to this. Joe Kendall, Chris Emmett, Nigel Rees and Fred Harris will all have to be excused the programme this week so they can stay in bed and recover, and not so they can simply skive off to the pub and have a drink with their mates. Open This Is All Right, signed Our Mum. Brackets, oh, what a giveaway. P.S. To fill in the gap, here is a film.
We present Edgar Lustgarten's Annals of Scotland Yard, adapted for radio by paying the writers an eighth of their television fee.
Pierce the surface of the average hardened criminal, and you will find an emotionally unstable victim of human and social deprivation.
N.B. The next 27 sentences of this introduction have been cut because they are too boring. We rejoin the proceedings now at the point where the jokes start.
Young Fingers Prondergast was born in squalor, destitution and Barnsley. In that order. He never really knew what a mother was, which explained why he kept trying to fill her up with petrol in the mornings and drive her to work. This, then, was the checkered background of our central character, the man who, one foggy, pinching cold night in November, was on his beat in East Fulham when he noticed a strange sound coming from the doorway of the house of the local magistrate.
Right, boys! Hurry up and get your desks. Come along now. All right, settle down. That's better. Now then. Bunter, what do you mean by arriving late for my lesson?
Oh, crikey. Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't get here sooner, Mr. Quelch, but I found those books of Latin exercises rather tough, sir. In fact, I broke three of my teeth on them.
Silence, Bunter! How dare you relate such atrocious jokes to your form master?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are, I trust, aware of what subject it is today, Bunter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Double bricks, sir.
Very good. Bricks. Now, our study of bricks is getting a little behind, so we have a lot of time to make up. Class, take out your bricks. Rally. Wharton, where did we get up to last time?
I think it was as far as bricks, sir.
Very good. Now then.
Please, sir.
What is it, Cherry?
I've left my brick in my study, sir.
Oh, very well. You may share with Nugent's brick.
Very good, sir.
Now then, we'd... Cherry?
Yes, sir.
Is there something wrong with your chest, boy?
I don't think so, sir.
All the same, I think you'd better pop along to Matron later on. See what he says.
Very good, sir.
Now then, bricks. Let us see how well you have prepared today's lesson. Wharton, you will begin construing your brick.
Yes, sir. It's a brick, sir.
Very good, very good. Cherry, you will go on.
A brick, sir.
Correct. Bunter.
Oh, crikey.
Bunter. You will construe your brick.
I don't feel well, sir.
Construe, Bunter.
Oh, law.
This instant, Bunter.
It's a bacon slicer, sir.
You are guessing, Bunter. You have not prepared this lesson at all. Construe immediately.
I've got it, sir. It's a brick, sir.
Upon my soul, you cheated by looking at Wharton's. Come here, boy, this instant.
Oh, crikey. I say, sir.
Now, Bunter, you know full well what the penalty for laziness is. I have no alternative but to give your hair a perm.
Oh, no, sir.
Silence, why is it over the sink?
Oh, no.
Now then, how would you like it done? Swept back with a blow wave or a straight rinse and auburn tint? That there, Bunter. And let that be a lesson to you, boy. Next time I shall not be so lenient. You'll have to make an appointment first. Now then, who has not construed so far?
Behold, for verily as I have spake unto these my people, yea, I do bear witness even unto thee, my foremaster, that I have not so far construed my brick.
Ah, yes, Moses Minor. Right, boy, you will go on.
Hear ye these, my brethren. For verily I, Moses Minor, son of Jabet and of Emos, begotten of Amichael and Zebediah, sons of Ishmon and Hebemiel, daughters of Hezekiah and Naamah, son of Ahab.
If you
and Nathan,
do not construe immediately, I shall
Ezra,
send you to the headmaster.
Of the generation of Azekalia and Ramos, begotten of Nehemiah and Judicaiah.
That does it! Moses, you wretched boy, go along to Dr. Locke's study this instant. I'll teach you boys to make me look stupid. First of all, paint a silly red nose on my face.
What then was the secret of the locked drawer in Mrs. Thrimpson's desk? The whereabouts of Sir Reginald Smoth's dead body was a mystery. He had searched high and low for it without success. Was there more than met the eye to his wife's midnight visits to the milkman? The next day, in Superintendent Job's office at New Scotland Yard...
Enter.
If you please, Headmaster, you wanted to see me.
Ah, Bulstrode of the second form, isn't it? Come in. It's about your exam results, Bulstrode.
I'm sorry I did so badly in the Latin, sir. I was beaten by the clock, sir. Mr. Prout had left his cane upstairs.
Yes, you got quite high marks in German, though, didn't you?
I know my history paper was very poor, sir, but I rather lost my head. I think it came off when Mr. Prout beat me the clock during the break.
But quite an exemplary German paper, Bulstrode.
Yes, sir. I was always rather good at German, sir.
So I see. What is so special about German?
Beg your pardon, sir?
What's so special about German? What do you know about the Germans? You know rather too much about them, it seems to me. More than is good for you, you weedy little British pig! Admit it, Bulstrode, you are a spy, aren't you?
If you please, sir, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh! So you don't know what I'm talking about, eh? I think you know a lot more than you're letting on. Come on, out with it. What am I talking about, eh? Hey, take that! And it, yeah! Have you had enough of me clapping my hands, or shall I go on? Now, tell me! What am I talking about? I'll find out sooner or later!
I don't know!
Very well! Or now then, get out, Schweinhund, and send in the next prisoner, pupil.
Very good, Dr. Locke.
Right. What is your name?
Behold. As I have spake forth unto these my descendants, know ye that I am Moses Minor, he of the generations of Jabet and of Emos, begotten of Amichael and Zebediah, sons of Ishmon and of
Heron. No! No! Another troublemaker, eh? You have been sent here by Quelch, have you not? I have been hearing things about you, Moses Minor. But this cannot continue, because I am going deaf. I understand you are head of the Lower Fourth Escape Committee. Well, you are wasting your time, you nerd, Moses Minor. Because Greyfriars School is unescapable fromable. Unescape fromable. Upable. Unescapable able fromable. You cannot get out of here.
Hear ye this, Dr. Locke, descendant of Mr. and Mrs. Locke, of the generation of Locke, who was begotten of Locke, of the race of Locke, son of Locke and Locke.
Oh, cut the pedigree and get on with it.
Unless ye do grant release to these, the prisoners of your vile enslavement, which is called Greyfriars, there shall be sorely visited three horrendous plagues throughout the land. And the first of these shall be the plague of listeners' complaints. And the second shall be the plague of typing mistakes. And the third shall be... Well, a plague yet more devastating than all the others put together. Thus I have spoken, and thus it shall come to pass.
The plot obviously was beginning to thicken, for clearly Lady Hawkins could have been nowhere near the abattoir when the attack took place. And in fact...
We apologise for the fact that these links about Edgar Lustgarten's Annals of Scotland Yard have little or no bearing on the events concerning Moses Minor and the boys at Greyfriars School. This is unfortunately due to continue.
Here, then, was the mesh of tangled leads which Jobes had to unravel. So it was that, the next day, he paid a visit to Hawkett's Hall and found himself in a strange room so tall that none of the walls quite reached the ceiling.
Nugent?
Yes?
Stop sticking those pins into Bunter and come over here.
Sorry, Wharton, sorry. I say, do you think this is safe, us being here in Quelch's study?
Oh, certainly. We've got to dish the beak somehow for the way they keep mistreating us. Now, I've got an incredible wheeze.
Maybe you should cut down on all those fags.
Yes. Perhaps I should take up smoking instead. Anyway. Look at this. I've rigged up this inkpot on his desk.
Gosh, that's clever. How does it work, Harry?
Well, Bob, what we... I say, Bob.
Yes?
I don't remember seeing you in the showers much recently.
No, I've stopped going in the showers with the rest of the boys now. I prefer to go in on my own.
You know, you are a strange chap, Cherry.
Never mind about that now. How does this inkpot work?
Well, it's so designed that when Quelch puts his pen in...
Yes?
He'll get ink all over his nib.
Look at this. Yes. Look at this. I've put some glue on his chair. Here, see?
Crikey. So when he goes to sit down...
Yes. The loose leg won't come off.
Oh, Are you sure this is all going to work? I mean, what happens if Quelch cuts up Rusty?
They'll just have to get a new school dog.
I suppose you're right.
Here, I say, look out, you fellows, it's him. It's Quelch.
So, I have caught you in the act. For this, you will be severely punished.
I say, you fellows, what was that?
Silence! Nothing! Bent over this instant, all of you! I shall give you six of the best. Ugh. Henry Samuel Quelch.
As a regular listener to Radio 4 for the last 96 years, I would like to complain most strongly about this scene in which a cruel, cruel schoolmaster is threatening to beat young boys. Why can't you pick on someone your own size? Like me. If you want to beat me, I'm available on Wednesday afternoons. I've got all the equipment to get into the nurse's costume and...
Oh, this is disgraceful.
Oh, why?
Because I distinctly told you not to ring me at work, George. Now get off the line. Yes.
I'd like to complain most strongly about that last complaint, which had very clear overtones of sexual activities, which, as a regular listener to Radio 4, I can't take lying down. And in fact...
Upon my soul, this must be Moses Minor's plague of listeners' complaints. Well, it's not going to stop me. You shall all feel the dreaded cane.
Hello, this is Michael Caine here. I like to have Radio 4 on in the bath because it helps to drown a sound. But I would like to complain most strongly about my name.
Oh, this is too ridiculous for words. What the hell do you want?
I would like to complain most strongly about the way you just shouted at me when you picked up this phone as a regular...
Oh, no! No, no! I can't take any more of it! Stop! Stop! Oh, at last! Oh, thank lewdness those folks have stopped singing. Just a midget. I can't seem to lay my birds properly.
If you sneeze, sir, I blink. It's the second Prague of Mouse's Minnow.
Of corns. The fecund of Morris Minor's three plaques. Why didn't I stink of grit before? Less. The place of typing mistakes. Well, we'll see what the head masher has to slay a kraut all this.
There he is, low, sir.
Ah, am I bad to see you, Belch? I heard voices coming from your sturdy hall.
In Leeds you did, headmaster. In Leeds you did. This is clearly a threat to all gay friars. Violence, you soys. The Whale School is being hit by these plates of Cozy's Minus.
Ah! Moses Sinus, eh? Well, I shall soup shave him. He cannot force meat into an unconditional suspender. At Clayfriars, there is no such worm as Surrendage. British are pigs. Hold out your hinds. Diet! Diet! I shall hair down Beverly. Like a ton of bricks. Oh, thank goodness I didn't get that one wrong. Oh. Hold on. The effect of the plague must be wearing off.
Oh,
Crikey, you fellows. It's the third thunderbolt. That means the third plague is about to descend. The one that's more devastating than all the others put together.
Oh, no! It can't be!
It is!
Oh, crikey, you fellows, it's...
The plague of biblical film music!
Run for it, Headmaster! Run for it!
It's coming through the keyhole!
So that clearly ruled out the only plausible alternative alibi of the wart charmer from Pinner. The pieces in the superintendent's jigsaw were slowly beginning to fit together. But there was still one question he just couldn't answer. Who played right back for Knott's Forest in the 1959? Fortunately, the question was totally irrelevant.
Well, we managed to escape from Greyfriars after all.
Yes.
But I'm not so sure we did the right thing. Look at us, here in this bleak, never-ending wilderness. Complete and utter desolation, as far as the eye can see. What is this place called, Moses Minor?
Ealing Broadway. But fear ye not, brethren, for lo, we shall all seek out the Lord our God, and he shall present us with the Ten Commandments, that we may bring moral direction back into our lives.
Here, spare a sperm whale, Governor.
Halt, brethren! Who art thou?
Eric Poe de Croydon. Son of Jim Thrimpson of Croydon and Beatrice Smoth of Croydon. The descendants of Harold Flark of Croydon and Emily Higgins of Croydon, nay, Albert Perskins of Croydon, of the generation of Croydon and Carr. Spare a sperm whale, Governor.
What is this sperm whale which you seek?
Just a sperm whale for a cup of tea, Governor.
But why seekest thou a sperm whale? Why do you not beg for money?
You know, I knew there was something I was doing wrong. Money, of course. Oh, 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 have pity on me, sir. They tell me I haven't got long to go.
Who told you this?
The scriptwriters. Oh, I had to call them in this morning because I was feeling a bit funny. Anyway, they soon put a stop to that. They said they didn't think I'd make it to page 37.
I see.
Yeah, fortunately, this is only page 26, so I've got another 10 pages left in me.
I say, you fellows, I don't fancy that. Yeah. Let's skip the next 10 pages and go on to where Moses gets the Ten Commandments.
Good wee.
In truth, is this the place where I shall achieve my desire? The place wherein our journey ends, after being freed from the yoke of our oppressors and having journeyed across the barren wilderness of pages 25 to 36? Is this the divine setting wherein I am to find the Ten Commandments?
70 Mount Sinai Eye Cuttings, Catford. Yes! This looks like the place, all right. You better ring the bell.
Very well, Warden. Leave this to me.
Yes?
I come in search of the Ten Commandments.
The what?
The Ten Commandments. The divine tablets whereon is written the guiding principles for my people.
Oh, I threw them out to the jumble sale.
In truth, thou art a stupid fat old cow. Where may I find this jumble sale?
Do you know the dry cleaners?
Yea.
Well, it's in the scout hut opposite the co-op.
So be it. I shall go there. Good day. Hear ye, people of Greyfriars. Here in this scout hut lie the Ten Commandments. We must bring the walls of the building down and wear out the occupants until they can fight no more.
How do we do that, Moses Minor?
By marching 7 times round the hut, doing Groucho Marx impressions. Come, my brethren, one hand behind the back. Take up unto ye thy cigars, brethren. Bend thou thy knees and let us go forth.
My wife's so fat, the local speak your weight machine's got laryngitis. My wife's so fat, her knickers are built by a Zeppelin.
My wife's so fat.
When she sunbathes, there's a solar eclipse. My wife's so fat, she hides
after calling Chris Bonington.
My wife's so fat.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Why couldn't you just use the door like everyone else?
Oh, I never thought of that. Anyway, I am Moses, and these are the children of Grey Friars School. We have come to this scout hut for the 10 commandments.
Oh, certainly so. Shall we say 3p each?
3p each? The divine and most holy 10 commandments? Thou disgusteth me! 3p!
All right, 2p.
That's better. There's 20p.
You'll find them in that room over there.
Very good. Come, brethren, children of Grey Friars, our search is over.
So, Moses Minor, I and my 9 colleagues will make you pay this time.
No, no, it cannot be. It is the last remaining effect of the plague of typing mistakes. We have bought not 10 commandments, but 10 commandants.
Well, here ended lesson 15 in our monumental series of correspondence courses, Skype from School. Now, back here's why. Would you like to find a famous biblical character to help you when you leave school? Well, your Job hunting days are over. Simply right now to Joe Kendall, son of Nigel Rees, of the generations of Chris Emmett, which is begotten of Fred Harris, care of Greyfriars School, Kent. The cast were given 1,000 lines by writers Andrew Marshall and David Renwick, which were produced on time by Simon Brett of Stepney. See you next week, everyone, and happy dynamic living.